From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the fifth day in a row, U.S. planes have bombed Afghanistan. Their targets, Taliban military troops, the facilities where they're based, and suspected underground command posts where the leaders may be hiding. Pentagon officials say this shift reflects intelligence from the ground that allows them to focus beyond the fixed targets of their first days of bombing. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The daily tally of airstrikes released by the Pentagon would suggest a war of diminishing intensity. Each day, fewer aircraft flying, fewer targets hit. But reports from Afghanistan and television pictures tell a story of a country being pummeled harder by the day, with dramatic explosions and reports of casualties, both civilian and military. In a press conference today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested that the locations now being bombed are making the war, in his words, more noticeable. U.S. pilots, for example, are now bombing bunkers and caves and other underground sites, some of which produce flashy pictures.
I don't look at all the photography, but I have seen several examples where there were enormous secondary explosions, in some cases that went on for several hours after targeting underground facilities.
Mr. 5,000-pound bunker busters, the GBU-28s.
The B-1s, the B-2s, the B-52s, as well as the fighters, have been dropping all the full range of weaponry, and certainly including those.
Those meaning the big ones?
The big ones. And some earth penetrators as well, yes.
Earth-penetrating bombs are directed at bunkers and perhaps even at troops who might be hiding in caves. U.S. military planners knew about some of these targets before they launched airstrikes, but Rumsfeld hinted today that some of the information about the location of Taliban forces and their ammunition stockpiles and their command posts is just now coming in.
The United States is in communication with people on the ground in terms of gathering information as to military targets. And to the extent it's actionable, that information, we then are using it for targeting.
The logical source of intelligence about Taliban troop locations would be the rebel forces who are fighting them, the Northern Alliance, for example. But at a briefing here today, the Pentagon's Director of Operational Plans, Marine Major General Henry Osman, seemed to brush aside the suggestion that U.S. commanders are working out their airstrike plan with the Northern Alliance.
We are obviously receiving communications from the Northern Alliance. It's possible to use that in target planning. But as far as coordinating targets with the Northern Alliance, in the sense of discussing with them targets, that is not taking place.
Rumsfeld was also pressed to say whether the people on the ground providing information to the U.S. government are in the anti-Taliban opposition. He said they're in, quote, a variety of places. That left open the possibility that special operatives from the United States or other Western countries might already be on the ground in Afghanistan or perhaps have contacts there, secretly providing key information. During the war in Bosnia, for example, U.S. commanders much preferred to take targeting advice from their own special operatives rather than work with local sources. Pressed on this issue, a senior Pentagon official would only say, the U.S. government is in touch with people on the ground. Period. Rumsfeld also said today he is not sure that Osama bin Laden is not trying to sneak out of Afghanistan. In the fog of war, he said, you can't be sure of anything. But Rumsfeld said he does not get up in the morning and ask himself where bin Laden is. I'm interested in the problem of terrorist networks, Rumsfeld said. Bin Laden is certainly a problem, Rumsfeld said. He is not the problem. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.